Okay, so we're back on the record. And we're here on docket number 2024-0840. So we marked as full exhibits thus far, complainants exhibit A. Complainants exhibit A is a 3-page document. And at the top, it says State of Connecticut, Department of Revenue Services, drop down Office of the Commissioner, discrimination, comma, sexual harassment, comma, and ADA complaint procedure. Complainants B is a 1-page document. It is the request for records, in this case, dated November 7th, 2024. Complainant C is a 1-page document. It is dated August 25th, 2023. It's from Ms. Ciprian to Ms. Penny Potter. And then complainant D is a 1-page document. And I think what we're putting it in for is that bottom email dated March 5th, 2024, where Ms. Potter emails Ms. Ciprian. So that's A through D are full exhibits. And then respondents one is a 2-page document, actually, 2-page document. It's dated December 6, 2024. It's from the respondent commissioner to the complainant, indicating that there were no responsive records to the November 7th, 2024 request. So those are the full exhibits. Do the parties agree that the documents that have been marked as full exhibits were described accurately for the record?
Yes.
Counsel.
Yes.
Okay, so the respondent's proposed two is a 1-page document. It postdates a complaint in this case, which was filed on December 19th, 2024, but it was referenced in the pre-hearing memorandum, so I do have knowledge of it. So Ms. Ciprian, did you want to object to me marking this as respondents exhibit two?
For the November 7th?
The February 20th, 2025. That email from the commissioner to you, that starts out, Kim, I am replying on behalf of DRS to the recent FOI request that you filed. They want that to come in as their exhibit two.
Okay. They just say that it doesn't exist. So,
right.
So does that include the attached summary that goes with this email or no?
I'm not offering the summary.
Not offering it. Okay.
Just simply, again, that this is an email for the fax that was sent by the commissioner.
Right. I think they're giving me this email because I think they want me to see that on February 20th, 2025, something was provided to you, and this is the way it was provided, was by this email.
This wasn't the document that I requested.
Right.
So
I'm gonna mark it as response two. So my
okay.
my philosophy with regard to exhibits is, you know, if it's helpful to me, I'm gonna rely on it. If it's not helpful, I'm not
Fair
gonna
enough.
Rely on it.
Fair enough.
And I don't want people to come to the commission and argue that I should mark. It's just simpler to
Fair.
Just mark it and move on. Okay, so anybody who's going to testify or thinks they may testify, would you please stand and take the oath? You might want to testify so I consider everything you say evidence.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give concerning the case now in question will be the truth? Everybody can be seated. Ms. Ciprian, can you state your full name and spell your last name for the record?
My full name is Kimberly Ann Ciprian. It's spelled C-I-P-R-I-A-N.
And Ms. Ciprian, did you just take the oath?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Commissioner Boutin, can you state your full name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. First name is Mark, M-A-R-K. Last name is Boutin, B-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
And Commissioner Boutin, did you just take the oath?
I did.
And Deputy Commissioner, can you state your full name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. First name is John. Last name is Biello. That's spelled B as in boy, I-E-L-L-O.
B-I-E-L-L-O. And Deputy Commissioner, did you just take the oath?
I did.
Okay, thank you so much. And with that, it's 1:34. I'm going to pass this case to Ms. Cyprian to tell me what brings us here today. And I just want to say, you know, I did go through the file. So I have, you know, I have that you filed the discrimination complaint on August 25th, 2023, that on March 5th, 2024, you were informed by Ms. Potter that a certain report was being finalized, that on May 8th, 2024, you requested a copy of the investigation report, that on May 20th, you were in a meeting with Mr. Biello, and you were told that it was a draft. I mean, I have everything that you filed outlined. That on November 7th, you re-requested the report. You followed up on November 14th, 2024. You got an acknowledgement on November 14th, 2024. And then on December 6th, 2024, the commissioner told you that there were no responsive records. You filed your complaint with the commission on December 19th, 2024. And then we have the commissioner's post email to you following the complaint. So what is it that you want me to know that I don't already know?
So I kind of just
can I try to be
could you just say that one more time?
I believe you got you gathered all
so
of the documents.
So to me, when I let me just tell you, when I read through what you filed, I thought, okay, there must be a document that's in draft that they don't want to give the complainant. That was my impression. But then when I got the pre-hearing memorandum, it seemed like that might not be what happened, because as I was reading through everything, like what, like when Ms. Potter informed you that the report was being finalized back on March 5th, 2024, I'm like, okay, so she wants it. And then when you were in a meeting and then something was a draft, I thought, okay, they don't want to give you a record. But then when I read the pre-hearing memorandum, right, that was filed, that I gave you a copy of before the hearing started just now.
So I briefly read through it because I got it
right. So what I'm seeing in this was that there was, what I think I'm going to hear, is that there was no document. I don't know what Ms. Potter was talking about. I don't know what the draft was. I don't know. So you tell me. You tell me what you think is going on.
I kind of just wrote it really quick because I felt like it's
ahead.
Kind of simple. And then I'll kind of follow it verbatim and then
go
from
That's
there.
Fine.
I filed a complaint with my department's Equal Employment Opportunity Manager as instructed in my department's Discrimination, Sexual Harassment, and ADA Complaint Procedure Internal Policy on August 25th, 2023. A six-month investigation was conducted by the department's EEOM, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity Manager.
Is that Ms. Potter?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I was informed by her that I would receive a decision at the end of the conclusion of the investigation. I have asked for the findings of the investigation as founded by the EEOM, and the department maintains the position that they maintain no records. With the same internal procedure, it is stated all the records shall be maintained and made available.
Right.
So the two documents, exhibits that I have set forward, it shows, because I had several, it was 6 months.
Which ones are you talking about?
So the...
We have A, B, C, and D from you.
Okay, so A.
A is the policy.
So with C and D.
Yeah.
When I initially filed the incident.
Right.
I filed it on August 25th.
Right.
So that shows that I followed the internal policy, and I did it with the actual Equal Employment Opportunity Manager. That shows that that's who my communication was with the actual incident. And then...
So Ms. Potter works for the Department of Revenue Services,
correct.
Right? Okay. So and then she tells you on March 5th, 2024, that she's... I didn't even know there was a written document. I just wrote on March 5th, she complained it was informed by Ms. Potter that she was finalizing
the report. And she told me verbally because... It was 6 months of her calling, interviewing. We had hour-long conversations. We had...
So is that the report you wanted? Was Ms.
Yes.
Potter's report?
Ms. Potter's report.
Okay.
Because she told me that she was submitting it for the commissioner's approval.
Okay. I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
Okay. Ms. Potter's report. Let me just make a note. What else, Ms. Cyprian?
So with that being said, I really can't go any further because it's to my interpretation. I'm only asking for the report for this hearing, correct?
Yeah, whatever the complaint
Yes.
You know,
so the complaint is in regards to this report. So I'm asking for the work product. I mean, I know most of the memorandums that I'm receiving from.
So what you, when you received, let me just ask you a question. When you received Respondents Exhibit 2, which is the Commissioner's February 20th, 2025 letter.
Yes.
The one that we just marked, the last exhibit we marked. What, don't tell me what it said, but what was attached to it was some sort of a report.
So I was flabbergasted because I didn't know, I never received any investigation from him. I never had any.
Right, but in the last paragraph, well, the second to the last, as set forth in the attached summary slash report. So.
Are you talking about the email, February 20th?
I'm talking about what was attached to the email that you received on February 20th, 2025.
Oh, okay.
Was that a report of some sort with regard to the complaint you filed back on August 25th, 2023?
I would say no, because okay. I didn't have any investigation with that party. I didn't have any investigation with the commissioner. My full investigation was taking place with the department's equal employment opportunity. I wasn't even made aware that another investigation was taking place.
But it wasn't a report of sorts that was attached?
It was a letter. Do I have it with me? I'd have to actually look at that letter to go back and tell you that.
Okay. All right. Because, well, anything else you want to tell me? You can always follow up at the end, too.
Okay. So I was just flabbergasted because, you know, in the I just didn't understand how they didn't maintain records when it was a six-month-long investigation that took place. So
Ms. Potter, she's the Equal Employment Opportunity Manager, and she's within the Department of Revenue Services. She's
correct.
An employee there. Okay. And that's who you go to when you want to file a complaint?
Yeah. Because because this is what the internal
right
procedure tells you to do.
Okay.
And it's not like I work.
Oh, the EU. I see it.
So it's not like I work for, like my actual boss is, you know, Attorney Bakari. So it's not like I'm just going to my supervisor. So generally when you
attorney
file a complaint.
Attorney Bakari is your boss. Attorney.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I ultimately oversee the Bureau.
Okay.
Which Ms. Cyprian's a member. Yes.
All right. Member. All right. Sounds good. Well,
and then
I'll
report to the commissioner. So does Ms.
Okay.
Potter.
All right. So let's see if they have any questions for you, and then
okay.
I'm going to pass the case, and whoever testifies, you may have questions for them. Okay.
Fair enough.
Attorney Bakari, do you have any questions for the complainant?
At this point, no.
Okay.
I don't. Thank you.
Ms. Cyprian, I'm going to pass the case and have them call a witness, okay?
Okay.
All right. So for the record, we are at 141. Attorney Bakari.
Yes, and I'm, from my perspective, I don't know if just a couple of seconds of context, but I'm going to offer Commissioner Boughton
as
our first
witness,
if that's okay.
Yes, like where's Ms. Potter's report? I guess that's the question.
I think you'll hear exactly what happened. I think what Ms. Cyprian is missing, and it's nothing at her, is that Commissioner Boughton will describe the conversations as Ms. Potter reports directly to him and is required to review her work with him. Mr. Boughton will testify, and I'm not going to testify, I'm going to describe what transpired in the many conversations that happened between Commissioner Boughton and Ms. Potter that resulted in Commissioner Boughton having to step in and steer this boat, so to speak, with regard to Ms. Cyprian's investigation.
Right.
I think that's the piece that's missing.
I think that was I'm most interested in, complaints Exhibit D, where Ms. Potter says to Ms. Cyprian,
mm-hmm.
I am finalizing my report on your complaint.
I think Commissioner Boughton will be happy to tell you what he received from Ms. Potter and how, in his words, perhaps how deficient it might have been in terms of what that precipitated him to take the steps that he did.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
So with that, so I don't know if you'd like me to ask Commissioner Boughton any questions.
Yeah,
like
I don't have any questions. I'll let you
point.
Do it. Yeah.
So at this point, what I was going to do is, Commissioner Boughton, I have a couple of questions for you, if that's okay. Are you familiar with an internal complaint that Ms. Cyprian filed with the department?
Yes.
Is it? Can you describe to me, you're familiar with the complaint? Are you have a little knowledge of it? Are you somewhere in the middle, intimate knowledge? How would you describe your sort of relationship with that, your knowledge base?
Yeah, I mean, I had talked and met with Ms. Cyprian at least twice over her concerns, and actually three times, because I met formally with a group of employees, including Ms. Cyprian. So, And heard her concerns, and had discussions with Ms. Potter, as well as direct reports within her chain of command, if you will.
Perfect.
To be able to get a determination on what was happening. So I would say I'd have a good knowledge of the situation.
And just for record purposes, Ms. Potter's, I think it's been established.
She's a direct report to me, and she's an EEOC officer.
And works for the department. So with Ms. Cyprian's complaint, I don't want to describe the complaint or anything other than to say it was perhaps a discrimination complaint. Is that a fair characterization?
Ms. Cyprian brought to, she had a number of concerns about the operation of her division, if you will. One of them was discrimination or certainly disparate treatment. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very concerned about that. I take that very seriously. I have also a legal duty to mitigate a situation if there is, in fact, that kind of activity going on within the department. So I really took personal care to follow this and try to get a resolution for Ms. Cyprian that would make everybody a winner in the situation.
Appreciate that. And so it's sort of fast forwarding to what I think our hearing officer was sort of getting at here is that
because the lead on the investigation was, from what I can see, is Ms. Potter, right?
Well, I think
the EEOM.
Absolutely. So maybe you could say it this way. So those types of complaints, again, these procedures that are now listed in front of you that are complainants, I believe, A, are your procedures, correct?
Those are my procedures. And, you know, Ms. Potter didn't follow our procedures. And so she did not provide a summary of the issue. And step 5 and step 8 requires you to make a determination. Is there disparate treatment going on here or not? And she could not give a definitive answer either way. And so there was no finalized report that I could provide to anybody. Hence, when the subsequent FOI came back, where Kim kind of pinged us back and said, hey, this is what I'm looking for. I said, give me the stuff. I'll do the summary. Being that ultimately the buck stops with me anyhow. So I did the summary, forwarded it over to Ms. Cyprian. She subsequently now has filed an appeal, which is step 6 within the process. And I've hired an outside attorney, outside counsel that will come in and redo the whole thing all over again. That'll be the department's final determination.
So what did Ms. Potter provide to you?
We had a number of conversations back and forth, and she sent over a couple of memos, but nothing that said final report, summary, here's our, according to our policy, here's the steps that should be taken. She couldn't make a determination, and she just left it at that.
So she sent over one memo or two memos?
Emails, basically, is what they were.
On or around March 5th, 2024?
No, I don't know the date. I'd have to
go back.
So, I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt anything else. Because like you, I wanted to sort of unpack that a little for you.
I mean, she's talking about finalizing her report, right?
Happened.
And then Ms. Cyprian also, I mean, maybe you want to call the deputy commissioner because Ms. Cyprian says, that she was told it was, I guess, a draft report, right?
Am I able to speak?
Well, no, I'm going to pass it. I'll see if you have any questions.
Okay, so I think you're right. I think it's one of the things that I'm going to try to hopefully establish with the commissioner. Just because somebody may have said something, like, for example, if I told the commissioner tomorrow I was going to send him a memo on the petroleum products gross earnings tax, and Ms. Cyprian heard that, and I never write the memo and she makes a request for it, if I never wrote the memo, there's no document to produce.
Right.
So I think so that's kind of maybe if I unpack a little here, the commissioner, is it so initially this complaint that Ms. Cyprian filed was handled in accordance with your procedures by Ms. Potter, is that correct?
That's correct.
Ultimately, it sounds like if I heard your testimony, you had some conversations with her based on some emails or some other information she may have provided to you. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. And if I also heard correctly, is that your procedures, I don't recall the specific sections you cited, but essentially
5 and 7.
Thank you. Essentially require one of 3 findings, my words, I think paraphrasing, that there used to be the Ms. Potter could determine that she has no jurisdiction over the complaint, or she has to determine that there was discrimination or there was no discrimination.
Correct.
Okay. And if I heard your testimony, you are of the position that Ms. Potter did not make one of those 3 recommendations to you.
That's correct. And Ms. Cyprian is in possession of emails where I'm pushing Ms. Potter to say, you got to make a determination here one way or another. This is incomplete. And she never did.
So is it fair to say that there were subsequent conversations between you and Ms. Potter post the dates that Ms. Cyprian references in her emails?
Yes.
So when she sent over the memo to you, was it an attachment to an email?
No.
It was...
No, I honestly, I'd have to go back and look, so I want to be clear.
Yeah, I'm going to order it to be submitted in camera, because it's a draft. We're claiming it's a draft, right?
I truly don't know what document we're talking about here.
Kim already has it in her possession, I think.
Which one?
Well, whatever Ms. Cyprian when Ms. Cyprian said to the commissioner that I'm going to, well, she says to Ms. Cyprian, I'm finalizing my report on your complaint. I will include a note on this in the report in case a separate investigation is warranted. So something came over to you.
If I may, I think it's important to clarify, and I hope to do that with the commissioner. It's just because Ms. Potter said she was going to issue a report or
do
a report.
She says she's finalizing her report.
And to be clear, ultimately, if I could ask this question, did Ms. Potter ever issue a report?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So she may have said things. So Commissioner Bout, ultimately, did you wind up issuing a summary or report into the investigation?
Yes, because that's in our procedures. You have to issue a report.
So she had issued something to you, Commissioner, but without a conclusion in it?
Right.
I'd take issue with the word.
I wouldn't even say issue.
It wasn't like, I want to be careful here.
Yeah.
A summary of something.
It wasn't a summary even. It wasn't like, sit down, I want to walk you through this. I can't make a determination. That would be one thing. She just sent over some stuff and said, I don't know. So I said, that's not, I need.
What kind of stuff though? What was it?
That was her email.
So everything was in the email.
Well, she documented that she had talked to Ms. Cyprian. She had talked to other employees within that division of DRS.
Okay.
And I know we're getting a little ahead of it, but that February 24th or 20th, 25 email, there was an attachment, which we're not offering, and I don't want to get into it, but I would just simply state
because the complaint already has that.
Right, exactly. Right. And the email.
That's not what she wants, though.
Well, I mean, what she wants and what exists are two different things.
Well, okay. So I also have the complainant telling me on May 20th, 2024, in a meeting with Mr. Biello, the complainant asked about the report and was told verbally that it was in draft form.
So again, I think the commissioner testified is that there were many subsequent conversations with Ms. Potter from the date of those emails of Ms. Cyprian. So things changed, to put it bluntly. And at the end of the day, I'll ask the commissioner. I think he said, Ms. Potter didn't issue a report. That would have been the way it would have had to have happened. But I think, Commissioner Bouton, there were certain deficiencies you saw in Ms. Potter's approach to this that required you to step in. Is that fair? So I don't think it's fair to characterize this because Ms. Potter did not ultimately render any conclusions or anything.
Well, I'm not characterizing it. I'm repeating what
the
complainant said about what the deputy commissioner told her, that it was a draft.
And I think we said things changed since that point.
So it changed from a draft into not a report?
What I'm saying is, I think, as the commissioner said, is that, again, you're starting from the presumption that there is a document.
I'm not starting from the presumption there's a document. I'm looking at what's being said in these exhibits.
Right.
And then what Ms. Cyprian said, that in a meeting she was told there was something that was a draft, right? And so a draft is permissibly exempt under B1, right?
Certainly.
Preliminary draft is permissibly exempt.
Exactly, yeah.
So if that's the exemption you're raising.
There is no, again, because Ms. Potter said that she had a draft report, there is no proof or evidence that we don't have any record of there being a draft report. That's where everybody's starting from, this fundamentally flawed premise that there is a document because Ms. Potter said there was one.
Okay. What else do you have for the commissioner? Anything else?
Again, I just want to make sure for record purposes that we're clear. Ultimately, commissioner, were you responsible for the investigation into Ms. Cyprian?
At the end of the day, I'm responsible for the treatment of Ms. Cyprian, the investigation, and I take it very seriously. And Ms. Potter did not follow the policy. I had to step in and follow the policy.
And with regard thereto, you drafted yourself
a summary
of the investigation that was conducted, and you sent that to Ms. Cyprian.
That's correct. She's in possession.
Questions for the commissioner?
Yes. Okay. I have questions for the commissioner. Commissioner, you had just stated just now that you met on three separate occasions with me. I have to say that the three separate occasions that we met, I don't recall at least two of them, only one. One you referenced with other employees, two of the occasions were not relevant to this actual.
Is that a question?
So my question is, we met one time. We met with the interpretation of talking about this.
Let's see if she gets there.
So my question to you is, you said in that meeting in front of the deputy commissioner, when I asked you for the report, you said I could request it from Penny Potter.
And respectfully, before you answer, the Freedom of Information Commission, I don't have to tell you, is about records. That does not appear to be about a record.
Right, but she's saying that the commissioner said, Commissioner, did you tell the complainant on April 23rd, 2024 that the investigation was concluded and that the complainant could request a copy of the report?
I didn't say it was concluded. The policy calls for a summary or report to be issued to me.
Right.
She did not follow the policy.
But did you tell the complainant in that meeting that she could request a copy of the report?
If there was a summary report done, sure, she would be entitled to it.
But did you tell the complainant on April 23rd, 2024 that the investigation was concluded and that she could request a copy of the report? Did you say that to Ms. Ciprian?
Aren't we under oath?
The investigation was...
We are. You guys are.
The investigation was concluded, I believe so, but there was no report. At that moment, there was no report at that moment. I never got one.
Okay.
So what I was getting to is we met and we met with the interpretation that I thought we were going to talk about the conclusion of this report. And when we met, we didn't talk about that. And that's irrelevant to this meeting. But at that report, I was not ready to discuss the things that they were coming to me.
Right.
I thought we were discussing this.
It's argument. Yeah. I think we're getting them. But yeah. She's not
so
a lawyer. So
I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, I appreciate that. I just want to make sure.
But I just want to say that I met under the interpretations that we were going to go over the summaries of my report. And
she wants
in
to
that
testify
meeting,
again. She can. I mean, I don't have any objection to that. But
sure.
This is not the
but
forum.
In that meeting,
there's opportunity to question
our
witnesses.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions for
So my question is, in that meeting, I had asked for a finished work product. And you said that I could request it.
Of course, but there was none. So,
okay. You said I could request it from Penny Potter, and I did that.
And for the record,
and that wasn't that took place in front of the deputy commissioner.
And for the record, we met 3 times. So,
but not about. For the record, I want to make it known that we did not meet about 3 times.
I'm just trying
about
to
this.
Figure out what Ms. Potter did. Because
yeah, I'm trying to figure it out as well.
I know that the commissioner gave you his report attached to the email that he sent you on February 20th, 2025.
Right.
I know what that report said.
And I wasn't even part of that investigation, so I don't even know what that investigation is.
She was part of that investigation. I interviewed her twice. I looked at all of the discussions
okay.
that took place.
All right. Let's see. Anything else for the commissioner? Any other questions? I don't have any other questions.
But there was one other thing.
From our end, is there anything else you need from him?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Mr. Biello.
Certainly, whatever you. I didn't know. Commissioner Bowden, are you good with it at this point?
Do you have any other questions for the commissioner?
At this point, no. I thought there was one other one because we were talking about something, but it's okay.
So let's hear from Ms. Slide Up, from Mr. Biello. So Mr. Biello, in something that was filed with me here today, Ms. Ciprian said that there was a meeting involving you and I believe Ms. Ciprian, and that you told her that there was a report, but it was a draft. Do you recall saying that to her on or about? If it was May 20th, 2024.
Yeah, can I just ask, are you referring to an exhibit? I can give them.
No,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, I can.
Because I don't see any of that in the exhibits that Ms. Ciprian
well,
offered.
Well, it was in here someplace.
In the actual docket, right?
Yeah. Somewhere, maybe in the complaint.
In the complaint.
Let me see. Yeah. On April 23rd, 2024, I met with Commissioner Broughton. Okay, on November 7th. I don't know where I picked that up.
Yes, because it was right after around that time.
On May 8th, I requested a copy of the investigation in a meeting with Mr. John Biello, held on May 20th, 2024, inquired about the findings of the investigation and was informed verbally that the report was in draft form. So it was in the complaint. Do you remember that meeting?
I recall meeting with Ms. Ciprian, not about any investigation that was occurring by Penny Potter. I was meeting with Ms. Ciprian because we had an opportunity elsewhere in the agency,
right.
And I thought Ms. Ciprian would be
right.
a perfect candidate to fill that role, so I was meeting with her on that subject matter. I'm under oath here, and I fully understand that. I don't recall ever discussing any type of a report or investigation.
So you don't remember informing her on May 20th, 2024 that the report was still in draft form?
I don't recall that ever being a topic of our conversation. The focus of our meeting was the opportunity that I wanted to make sure Ms. Ciprian, knew of the opportunity and had a chance to consider that opportunity. That was the primary focus of that meeting.
Do you have any questions? Do you have questions for your witness?
Yes. Just one quick question. Sorry. In terms of that context, Deputy Commissioner, was that part of, did you receive direction from the commissioner to have that meeting?
Yes.
How would you describe
it? We both understood the purpose of the meeting, and yes, we both discussed it.
And so the meeting was, as a result of the discussion with you and the commissioner, was it to address or in response to the internal complaint that Ms. Ciprian filed?
I would say partially, Attorney Bucari. I would say partially. We had a need at the agency for this type of responsibility, so we thought it would be, and again, I thought Kim, and I recommended this to the commissioner, that Kim had the skills and knowledge to be a successful candidate here. So I thought we were accomplishing two things. We were accomplishing a need of the agency, and we were also hopefully going to resolve some of Kim's dissatisfaction with where she was.
But you don't remember saying that the report prepared by Ms. Potter was in draft form.
No, I don't recall speaking to Ms. Ciprian about the investigation. I was aware of an investigation that Ms. Potter was conducting, but I don't recall having a conversation about that specific topic. I do not.
Yeah, my point was simply that there was, I believe your second point said that there was a potential benefit of addressing a situation that we were aware of.
Way outside of my jurisdiction.
That's all. I just wanted to make sure. That's all, if there was any question. So.
Questions for the Deputy Commissioner?
So I have to say I agree, but to some point I just want to clarify something. When I originally filed my complaint, it was a little confusion of who would be the one that I would direct my FOI request to. Mm-hmm. So originally when I had the meeting that included the commissioner and the deputy commissioner, I had asked the commissioner for the report, and he said I could request it from Penny. When I requested it from Penny, there was some confusion as to who the FOI went to. So I want to believe, if I'm not out of context, we had sent it to John. We had sent it to the deputy commissioner because we thought
who's
that's
we?
Where the
I ask. Was yeah. it clear? Who's
well,
we?
I sent it to Penny. Penny.
I see your November 7th, 2024 email, and it goes to Ms. Potter.
It starts with Ms. Potter, and then Ms. Potter.
CC to the commissioner. And it says, I'm looking for a summary of the investigation that was performed in response to my complaint. I asked for this back in May, and to date, I have not received a response.
So there was some misunderstanding as whom was responsible in the department for the FOI, like who I should be forwarding it to. So at that time, I wasn't sure if it was Mr. Bucari or if it was Mr. Biello. And so at that time, I sent it to Biello. So just to reference back to the meeting that Mr. Biello is talking about, we were talking about a different topic, but when we finalized our conversations on that topic, I had said, by the way, what's going on with the report? And that I recollect fully that you had said it's still in draft form. And so when I seen draft, I figured I already kind of knew what's going on.
That's the argument. Okay. It's all in the record anyway.
Yeah, that's all. I just want to try to figure out.
Do you have any other questions for the Deputy Commissioner?
No.
Okay. So what would you like me to do? I can continue the hearing and order in Ms. Potter. I could ask the commissioner to give me the documents that
So I originally asked for Ms. Potter, but I know that I'm not able to ask.
You asked them to bring her?
I put it in an email to the FOI commission asking.
I didn't see that. But I could either have a continued hearing with Ms. Potter, or I could order the commissioner to give me what she emailed to him that they're saying wasn't a finished document.
I think it would be great if Ms. Potter was here because she did a whole 6-month investigation with me, and I didn't have any investigation. Any of the things that I complained internally were
well,
never
yeah,
held
the scope of
with the
is.
Actual.
Right, but I mean, really, what we want
is the report.
Is what they're saying wasn't a report.
Yeah.
And what she's saying she was finalizing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can look at it. If it's a draft, it's a draft, and they're saying it's exempt. I could order it to be given to me in camera if you want me to look at it. That means I'd look at it privately. No one else can look at it. And I'd see if it's a draft. I'll see what she gave to the commissioner.
Your Honor, is there any way I could just talk to the team here? I may have it
resolution here to this. Is that
Be
out of order? I don't
want I mean, we can bring Ms. Potter in, but
I'm really going to be able to do from Ms. Potter is
order her to give me what she sent to the commissioner.
So is that what they would do? So that's what you would do?
I would put her under oath if anybody had questions for her, but I would probably end up in the same position, which is give me what you sent to the commissioner because they're claiming it's a draft.
So it would be you reaching out to the EEO, to Penny Potter?
No, I could. I mean, I could issue the order now, but I think the commissioner wants to go off the record for a minute.
Yeah.
We have time, right? Yeah, it's 2:04. We have time.
No more than 5 minutes if that's okay.
Okay. And then I have a couple questions about the draft exemption or whatever we're calling it. Even if it's preliminary.
Just to be clear, there was no exemption claim because there was no document. Yeah. I think that's what I want. That's what I want to maybe just for the record. We're here on one very specific one line request that's the subject of this complaint.
Right.
It says, just wanted to be clear, I'm looking for a summary of the investigation that was performed in response to my complaint.
I think she wants what Ms. Potter
that's
prepared.
Not what she asked
that's
for.
Right.
And she
right.
can make
but
a request
when
for
we
us.
Look at what the Supreme Court said in the Perkins case,
absolutely.
We're not looking for perfection from pro se complainants. I think it was clear to me what she wanted was what Ms. Potter prepared. And so the fact of the matter is this kind of perfection in a request is not required. It's not required under Perkins versus FYC. It's a 1993 Supreme Court decision.
Sure.
You can read it for
yep.
yourself.
I
can give you the cite.
Yep.
But I mean, you know, whatever Ms. Potter gave to the commissioner.
That's not what was asked for.
Yeah, but you see, you're going back to perfection and that's
no, I'm
not.
I'm going with plain language.
That's not. I mean, she wants the investigation. She wants Ms. Potter's investigation.
You're hearing, I'm simply our record for our purposes. That's
so,
all I completely
I mean,
understand.
We can do it one or two ways. We can continue it, can bring Ms. Potter in, or I can ask the commissioner to give me whatever Ms. Potter gave to him in camera.
We can, maybe if we talk to the commissioner, we can figure out what makes the most sense for this.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'll get the Perkins site for you.
So well, I have it. Oh, I'm well aware.
It has
the
tell me to forgive
thank you. Yes, we could stick them all. Okay.
Yeah.